Think about this. What if somebody has the mark of the beast? Why keep them around? They're doomed anyway. Right? Once they take the mark of the beast, they're doomed. And don't listen to these dispensationalists like Bill Grady and Andrew Sluter who say, well, you can wash off the mark of the beast. You can wash it off. If you get baptized, it'll wash off. Or they said you could cut off your hand. That doesn't change the fact that you worship the beast in his image. And you received his mark and you're right on your... They say, well, you know, you cut off your hand or you could cut off that part of your face, they said. Because, you know, if your eye offend you, pluck it out. You know, eye, forehead, what's the difference? It's only a few inches away. You know what I think they... I think that these dispensationalists had part of their forehead removed. I think it's called a lobotomy. Right? A front lobe lobotomy, perhaps? But, you know, they say, oh, you just wash it off. No, you can't wash off the mark of the beast, friend. When you get the mark of the beast, you're doomed. Anybody who takes the mark of the beast, and it's scary today how in the last 5 years, a whole bunch of famous Bible teachers have come out in the last 5 years saying, you can take the mark of the beast and still be saved. Yeah. John MacArthur came out and said that. Kent Hovind said that. Take the mark of the beast, you can still get saved. No, friend. It's scary how many just... prominent Bible teachers are coming out and saying, you can take the mark of the beast and still be saved. What is up with that? So once you get it, you're doomed. You know, let's say people have lived through all the carnage, but they got that mark of the beast. I'm pretty sure those people are going to be slay them before me in that category, right? Because a lot of people will not have received the mark of the beast because it's only implemented for a short time before all hell breaks loose, literally. So there are going to be other groups of people that are just Christ-hating types. And look, I know we're focusing on the Jews. Why? Because, well, he's nigh unto Jerusalem when he's telling the story. He's applying it to the Jews. Those were the citizens. But this doesn't just apply. This could also apply to anyone who hates Christ as well. Not just the Jews. It could be other people who hate Jesus Christ. They'll be slain before him at his judgment seat. And what I would liken this to, and I got to shut down this sermon for sake of time. There's so much to say. The Bible's a fascinating book, isn't it? There's so much information to talk about. But think about when Solomon got into his kingdom. That's a picture of Christ coming into his kingdom. And when Solomon came into his kingdom, there were some people that he had to wipe out right away. You remember that? Some kind of just scummy people that had carried over from David's day. The first thing he does, if you read those chapters in the beginning of the book of 1 Kings, is he starts killing some bad people that needed to be executed, you know. So that makes sense that, you know, God, when he set, or specifically Christ, when he sets up his kingdom on this earth, he's going to start by cleaning house on the Jews and other Christ haters and then giving authority to his servants, right? So he can set up a kingdom of peace for 1,000 years. He's going to need lieutenants and people that are helping him. And he's also going to need to just wipe out certain people, just reprobates. All the reprobates. He's cleaning house on the reprobates, folks. And that means Hollywood. Because we're talking Jews and homos, okay? And look, all Jews are not homo. Or all Jews are not reprobates. Don't say that I claim that all Jews are reprobates. Like I said, I've won a few Jews to Christ. And you know what? If I knock on a door, I'll try just as hard to get the Jew saved as the Muslim. You know what I mean? If I knock on, look, people try to say I hate Jews. That is a lie. I do hate the ones who are running child trafficking rings that are kidnapping children and selling them into sex slavery. Yeah, I hate them. Okay. But I don't hate Jews in general. And look, if I knock on a door of a Jew, I would love to win them to Christ. The sad thing is most of our Baptist brethren hate Muslims. That's the sad thing. I don't hate Muslims or Jews. I love them both. The sad thing is many of our fellow Christians hate Muslims and wish that they would all die and would like to nuke them all into the Stone Age. But I love them and want them to get saved just as much as anybody to get saved. You know, the ones that are for whom it's not too late, which there are some out there, the Zacchaeuses, that will get saved. Okay, but at the end of the day, you know, they're not going to make it. Unless they get saved. Even if they survive, I don't care what kind of a bunker they go into, they're going to get rounded up by Christ because he's going to gather all nations before him. And look, and I'll just close on this verse in Luke 19:27. Luke 19:27 says, "Those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me." You know, that's pretty clear. And it fits in with everything else that we read. And I'll have to preach the rest of the chapter another time. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for this great chapter, Lord, and the many things we can learn. Thank you for that great story about Zacchaeus, Lord, that gives us hope we're not wasting our time giving the gospel to a rich person or a Jew because they might get saved, Lord. You can work miracles in people's hearts and lives. And Lord, we thank you for the fact that you've given us that ministry. You've committed unto us the ministry of reconciliation to go out and reach people with the gospel, Lord. Help us not to hide it under a bushel, but help us to go out and multiply that gospel, Lord. And help us to win people of all nations and all religions unto you before it's too late, Lord, because we know that they will be slain if they don't get saved. Before it's eternally too late, they will be slain before you. And we know that hell is the destiny of all who reject your Son. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to sing one more song before we go. Let's sing "Within a Crib My Savior Lay" off the back of the Christmas sheets. "Within a Crib My Savior Lay." Let's sing it out on that first verse. Dismissed. Thanks for being here tonight.